the history of every religion has ended the same way, in that they grew arrogant and then they ended up rejecting that which they originally accepted. I'm wondering how we as Ahmadis can ensure that we don't follow that same path and that we don't become arrogant and reject, ultimately end up rejecting that which Masih Maud brought to us.
You see, the no one will be treated differentially by God. The Holy Quran has set us before us the model of the good people as well as that of the bad people. And we find that the history repeats itself, not in details of what happened, but in attitudes. The attitudes remain always the same. So how can you change the attitude of those Ahmadis who were born much later under the influences, evil influences, which their generations have started accepting and they become accumulated until there is a bursting point. So that generation, in the, such a generation, explosions take place, new cults are born, new rebellions take place against faith, and everything goes topsy-turvy. That will also, I regret to say, that should also happen to Ahmadiyyat. Because if it does not happen to Ahmadiyyat, number one, it will be wrong on the part of God, as we understand Him, to behave against His absolute sense of justice. If the people who believe Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu also were permitted to go wrong, how on earth could the people who believed in His servant be protected against this? It's wrong in every aspect. So don't bother about them. Bother about yourself and your own generation. The only way to help the future Ahmadis is to look after your own self and do not to permit any evil tendencies to enter your generation at this stage. If you watch the present, you will also be protecting the future. Otherwise, any talk of the concern for the future will be vain and meaningless. Right? Thank you.
Exactly.